Elliot, you're so tall.
I know. I get taller when I stand up.
Hey, we have that in common. Gerard Way Butler.
Your middle name is Way?
It's a family name, Poppers. You can call me Jerry.
Oh, you're the guy who accidentally sent a bunch of shirtless pictures to the group chat.
Wasn't an accident. What did you think? Arthur says I need to work on my angles.
Yeah, good. They were very good and fresh.
You can just ignore Jerry. I'm Poppy.
And you must be Percival. Jerry's Gawain, right?
Wow. How did you know?
Lucky guess. Is that a baseball bat?
No.
Sir Kay?
You're good. Looks like you got some powerful thighs.
What?
Nothing.
What happened to your nose?
None of your business.
Is it broken?
Maybe.
Have you gone to the hospital?
Oh, yes, of course. Look at me, the billionaire who can afford to step foot in a hospital. Who do you think I am? Steve Jobs?
I don't know, we just met. You know, you have some very aggressive energy. That's smart. You probably shouldn't trust people so easily in our line of work.
We'll talk later.
Give me the bat.
Hey, give it back!
No whacking tonight. You can have your bat back after the party. And what the hell happened to your nose?
I don't want to talk about it.
This fucking kid.
Lynn, put the bat down.
One of these days.
It's going well so far. I mean, aside from people almost getting beat with a bat.
This is where she belongs. You were right. She's our missing puzzle piece.
I thought it would be, I don't know, awkward.
Why? She fits in. How was the car ride over, anyway?
Fine. It was completely fine. I know that look. What is it?
Don't get mad at me for asking.
I won't. Probably.
Do you like this one too?
This is amazing.
What is it with you guys and round tables?
Old habits die hard.
I'm Winnie, by the way.
Elliot.
I know. I've heard a lot about you.
Good things, I hope.
Not sure, actually. They told me I was mixing you up with someone else.
It's all right, Wayne. We didn't have to talk about that.
So, who are you?
Winnie. I told you, I thought.
Nah, but like, who are you? You know?
She's my sister. Just my sister. That's it.
She's. Oh, I'm sorry. Never mind.
What?
Winnie, go ask Arthur about playing some music.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, I thought.
It's okay.
So everyone.
But her. Yeah.
You sure?
She still thinks there's a guitar in there. It's really good you're here. It's definitely what he needs.
What do you mean?
Well, you guys didn't know Arthur before Mordred
broke his heart?
Yeah. He just hasn't been the same. He hasn't been as happy. Lynn either, but she hides it well.
I ain't sure if I can help with that, but I'll try my best.
You won't solve everything. You can't. It would just be nice to see him smile more often. The feeling of love is short-lived, but the pain lasts a lifetime.
Aw, Anthony. What the hell did Mordred say to him? Did he ever tell either
no,
of you?
He doesn't like to talk about her. I don't even think Lynn knows, but whatever it was, I think it destroyed him.
Arthur? Arthur!
Ah! Warn a guy before you rip duct tape off his mouth.
Gee, sorry. Next time, I'll leave you mute and tied to a chair.
Please don't. Hey, Lynn.
What the hell are you doing, String Cheese Boy?
Oh, nothing. Just hanging out, swagging around a little bit. What's up with you?
Where's Elliot? Is she okay?
She's the one who tied me up.
Why would she do that?
She's not Lancelot. She's not even Elliot Lewis.
What are you talking about?
She's been playing us for months. She's Mordred, Lynn. She's always been Mordred. The real Elliot Lewis is with Delilah on the fifth floor.
If you guys are messing with me, it's really not funny.
My jokes are bad, but they're not this bad. That's better. Thanks. Lynn, please tell me in the last hour you figured out how to use your magic at full power, because I don't have Excalibur, and I'm way too young to die.
Why don't you have Excalibur?
Well, why is my girlfriend trying to kill us? All great questions.
Oh. Honestly, I thought I had at least 10 more minutes before you got here.
Elliot?
Guess again. This is fine. Kill two birds with one stone. Or one sword, I guess.
You really weren't joking.
Did you think I tied myself up like...
You've done dumber things, Arthur.
Why are you doing this?
Stop trying to get me to villain monologue. I'm not going to villain monologue. I'm not even a villain.
History would disagree.
And so would I. Now give me back my sword.
Can we just fight already? Please? I am so sick of you two. You can't do anything successfully. You fight with each other every chance you get, and you have absolutely no advantage when it comes to taking me on. So I know I can take you out in less than 10 minutes. So let's just get it over with so I can go back to my real life.
Less than 10? I think the fact that it's 2 against 1 means we have 15 minutes at the least.
Arthur, you really are the dumbest person I have ever met. It's an even fight. You would know that if you paid any attention to anything other than yourself. You guys remember my sister Morgos? From both lives, actually.
Hello. Nice to see you again.
I actually don't this time around. Sorry.
You should. You killed my dragon!
You sent that thing after me at the golf course. And you.
You're starting to get it now, aren't you? Gosh, why couldn't your best and most loyal knight come to your rescue back in Seattle?
Oh, come on! This is why you never let me help you pack? Because you were hiding your mask and your really fashionable outfit? You know, this is really overdramatic, even for you.
We had to make an impression. And we didn't want to spoil the ending for you.
I can't deny. You look good in red, babe.
Wait. There's another one. The red one had the mud monsters. The black one had the dragon.
Where's the white witch? She on vacation?
There are knights somewhere else in this building. Aren't there, Arthur?
Lynn, if I take these two on, you think you can help the others?
Yeah, if you can get me a straight shot out of here.
All right. That cool with you two?
I thought you didn't do plans, Arthur.
I don't.
What the fuck? Ow!
That's all I got.
Kicking a chair at her shins was all you got?
Yeah, any ideas from you?
Ugh. Morgos, deal with the wizard.
Gladly.
Arthur? I want you to hit someone with the case.
Duck! Lynn, stay down!
Don't you dare throw me! I said don't throw me! Dude, how did you do that?
Run!
Get back here!
Friday Night Fights.
Receptionist desk. Gotta hide. Fuck. Okay. Guess I'm going ghost again. I don't suppose this hospital has an armory, right? A defibrillator? God, I hope this counts as technology. Instructions. Okay. Peel the plastic off the pads. Oh, just tell me which one the shock button is. These things are not user-friendly. Ah! Ah, electric hands, huh? Didn't know I could do that. I can work with this.
You're going to die again, wizard.
Yeah, we all are. That's just how life works, idiot. Pikachu, baby! That was sick. Okay, fifth floor. Finally.
Hold the door.
Come on, close, close, close.
Thank you. Can you hit floor 6?
Sure.
You should have taken the stairs. What did you?
Friday Night Fights.
The Mud Monsters in Seattle. That was you?
Guilty.
How the hell?
Magic's back on, baby. It's not my fault you have a shitty wizard.
The golf course. That dragon never even tried to attack you until I stabbed him.
Yeah, you really scared her. Thanks for that, by the way. I still have the scar. Not that you haven't seen it. You've seen all my scars, haven't you?
If we're gonna have this back and forth while we fight, I'd appreciate it if you kept our recent history out of it.
Arthur, using this against you in a fight was the only thing getting me off.
Wow, were you holding back being this sassy the whole time? I can't say I'm not anyway. Wish it was under different circumstances, though.
You have no idea how hard it was to stroke your ego all the goddamn time. And to stroke your... Is that Lynn's idea of a trick? Blowing out all the lights. Pretty lackluster.
Saved my life. I'm impressed by it.
Well, it's dark now. What are you gonna do with your extra 30 seconds while we wait for our eyes to adjust?
I guess trying to win you back is probably out of the question then.
You never had me in the first place.
You know I loved you. Did you ever love me? Even for just a second?
Of course not. Enough with the fucking chairs, Arthur!
They're all I've got!
Hiding in the storage closet? Oh, you're original.
Think, Pendragon. Oh, I need time. I don't get it. You could have killed me. Why did you tie me up?
Maybe I was still deciding if killing you was even worth it.
So, Seattle. And Chicago. What was that? A test?
We had to give you some incentive. You were thinking about giving up before Seattle, and Poppy for sure wasn't on board before the golf course.
And Poppy is the only one we actually need.
Oh? And why is that?
I have to spell everything out for you, don't I? This isn't about you. None of this has ever been about you. You're so selfish, Arthur Pendragon. You didn't bring magic back. Magic brought you back. You're just an unfortunate side effect. One that's gotten really out of hand. I wasn't even supposed to be here. The plan was to find all of you ourselves, but a lot slower than this. God, Morgan Le Fay really got us some shitty leads. The plan was to find someone we need and then kill the others and make them look like accidents. But of course, the first one we found turned out to be the Great Merlin, and we just couldn't resist the temptation to take the easy way out. Why don't we have Merlin do our dirty work for us? We can sit back, watch from a distance, and she can work her magic and find everyone. So I let her borrow Excalibur, gave her our list, and waited. But she just had to insist on finding you first, didn't she? You really do have some loyal followers, Arthur. Loyal and fucking resilient, apparently. When I heard the real Elliot Lewis survived, just my fucking luck. And now I'll have to kill most of you as fast as possible before word gets out on the goddamn group chat you created. I didn't kill you because I thought maybe you could still be useful to us. You could help us find it. But now you're just pissing me off. I don't even care what my sisters say anymore. So for the love of God, open this door so we can get it over with.
You just villain monologue, bitch.
Not the fucking nitrogen again.
I've had worse breakups.
That's probably Arthur.
Wait. Don't open that.
Why?
I've got an idea. Follow my lead.
What does that mean? What are you... Oh.
How can you sleep at a time like this?
Arthur! My pretend to be in a second coma plan worked!
It sure did, bud. Delilah, why are you holding a vase above your head?
You're back!
Yeah, thanks for noticing. Care to explain what's happening here?
Well, we didn't have time to discuss a plan. Elliot just kind of flopped over, and I thought I might need a weapon in case it wasn't you who walked through the door. So, vase.
You know what? That's a good plan. And so was your nitrogen plan the other day. Maybe we should start doing plans. And no, everything is not okay. We gotta get out of here. Is Lynn here with you?
No. Wait, Lynn's here?
Yeah. Come on. We're sneaking out the window. I told Lynn to come find you a while ago, so the fact that she's not here scares the piss out of me. But you guys are the priority right now.
Arthur, you do know we're on the fifth floor, right?
What? Shit! I forgot. I'm guessing you guys don't want to risk jumping?
Dude, I don't think my physical therapist would be down for me doing that.
It's fine. I've been winging it for the past 6 months. We'll take the elevator. Got any disguises?
It's a hospital room.
So put on a doctor's mask or something and take Elliot out in a wheelchair.
It's illegal to impersonate a doctor, Arthur.
Well, you either impersonate a doctor or you get killed by a witch. Take your pick.
There's a witch?
Three, actually. I took out one of them, but I doubt I stopped her for long. Another went after Lynn, and the third is probably on her way here, so we have to get out as soon as possible. Look, I just went on a 6-month road trip with my murderer and an extremely disrespectful wizard in order to protect you guys. So I'm not taking no for an answer. If you die today, I'm gonna be so pissed next time around.
Oh, I'm so gonna get fired!
Oh, you're a volunteer. If you live, you'll get over it. Now let's blow this joint. But not literally. It's a hospital. All right, let's go.
Friday Night Fights was created by Ashton Laurel, co-written and edited by Hannah Steele, produced by Strummer Steele, and directed by CM Bullock and Hannah Steele. Original music and sound design was by Tyler Ginelli, and art by William Walker. This episode featured Ian Kennedy as Arthur,
Ashton Mitchell as Mordred, Wesley Everett as Elliot,
and Charlie Rat Sutton as Lynn, along with CM Bullock as Winnie, Strummer Steele as Delilah, Tyler Ginelli as Jerry, Hannah Steele as Poppy, Holden Kennedy as Anthony,
Mateo Rodriguez as Carlos,
along with Holden Kennedy as Anthony, and Gerard Marquez as Sawyer, and Sydney Jones as Lucy. For more Friday Night Fights content, visit us on Twitter at FKFTweets, Instagram at FKFGrams, Tumblr at Friday Night Fights, and like us on Facebook. Thanks for listening. See you Friday. FKF was not recorded in front of a live studio audience.